Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Saw something yesterday and it made me think,
really? That's a weird noise.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's kind of had a weird feeling about it, Andy.
Okay, what was
the truth? Yeah. Weird feeling means weird sound, doesn't it?
A little talcum powder or something.
I think talcum might do it. Mm-hmm. Kind of hurts a little bit, maybe. I don't know. It was this. Shane Bieber picked up his option for next year to return to the Toronto Blue Jays. Guardians traded Shane Bieber.
That's the Guardians option, right? That's the option that he had here?
Yeah.
Maybe he feels bad for giving up that homer in Game 7?
Yeah. Shane Bieber picked up his option for next year, $16 million. He will not become a free agent. Instead, he returns to the Toronto Blue Jays for $16 million, which, you know, hey, good for him. That's a lot of money. But sure screamed that free agency was in his future, didn't it? Especially after he pitched well down the stretch for Toronto.
We thought it was here, man. We totally thought it was here, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Would he have stayed here?
Well,
for $16 million?
That's my question, Andy. Would he have?
I don't know. Not, I'm perplexed. That was kind of weird. Oh, man. Yeah, what's he passing on there? That's my question.
I don't know. And if you thought he was going to pick up that option and would have done it here, should you have traded him? Now, you got a nice minor league pitching prospect, but you know what happens with minor league pitching prospects? They turn into Daniel Espino. Daniel, top pitching prospect in this organization, and he's barely seen the field in, I think, 3 years because he's been injured.
Yeah. It's a $4 million. He's passing on okay. So John Heyman had this in the Post, right? New York Post. Shane Bieber surprisingly exercised a $16 million option to remain with the Blue Jays. He's passing on a $4 million buyout, so he'll pick up an extra $12 million to remain in Toronto for a second season. The decision removes one of the better starting pitchers from the free agent market. That was just. Don't you think he would have got a lot more?
I would have thought he would have got. More guaranteed, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, he could have picked up, I would think, a 3-year deal for maybe 60. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is he worried about his injury? Like, I wonder why he did. Is it loyalty? How much loyalty do you have in Toronto when you pitched, how many total innings? He had 40 innings total.
Well, they like
him. Regular season.
And he's on a great team where he has an opportunity to go back to the playoffs.
That's true. This is one of those deals where you're like, hey, I got a chance to win. Why wouldn't I stay?
Why? Because you could make $42 million going somewhere else.
Jeff, I'm going to say what you say every once in a while. Maybe he likes living in Toronto.
I know.
Maybe he just wanted to stay.
You're right.
But the other thing is...
Maybe the Blue Jays have said, hey, pick up your option. We'd like to talk to you about an extension.
That's probably where it is. Don't you think?
Well, it might be.
I mean, you got it. Mark probably went up to him and said, hey, look,
Mark Shapiro, we can do
a little bit more. There's no way they can't do more. He would have got more somewhere else. I don't know. That's just weird.
Do you think he'd have picked up that option here?
No.
Why not? Because guess what? He has a chance to win here, too.
Do we have Bichette?
Not yet. Bichette? I made Jax laugh.
I mean, do we have Guerrero?
Well, no.
Do we have anyone that can step up to the plate where you go, oh, we got a chance for a home run? Does it matter, I guess, if you're the pitcher? Should a pitcher be worried about the offense?
Yeah.
I don't, why?
Yes.
Why? If a pitcher's going to hold the other team, and if as we walk away from this era of stupidity of thinking wins and losses really matter for a starting pitcher, then why should it matter?
Because of the way you pitch in a game. If you don't think you're going to get any, a pitcher who knows he's going, that he has an offense, that can give him some runs, can pitch with a little more confidence, take a few more chances, which might be a good thing.
I don't
rather
know. I think
rather
you
than
have...
knowing, you know, if you go out there every night and think, I got to hold these guys to two or fewer runs, as the Guardian starters do.
And how'd that work out for them down the stretch? Worked out pretty good.
Well, it did, yeah. But which brings
a lot
me
of pressure.
Well, Andy, which brings me back to my point. Do you think Bieber would have stuck it out here? He seemed really happy here.
Do you think Bieber was going to stick it out here?
No, which is why I think they traded him.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was going to.
For 2 years they were going to trade
him.
But
I didn't think he was going to stick it out in Toronto either.
Not at the same deal that he had here. No,
there's time for an extension, but I got to be honest. I'm stunned that he picked up that option. Because he showed he can pitch again. He showed he's come back from the UCL surgery, mm-hmm. Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. I would think he would have cashed in, but he didn't. I find it surprising, if you want to know the truth.
Hmm. Wow.
Maybe the Browns knew something. Maybe the Guardians.
Maybe the Browns knew something about the Guardians and their way they're negotiating. You're right.
Well, when it comes to arms, I trust the Guardians more than I trust the Browns. Don't you?
Yes.
just saying about that.
It's weird. But you and I both have the same feeling. The Bieber wasn't staying. It's like the people that talk about, like, do you want to go old school? It's like CeCe Sabathia. CeCe wasn't staying. He wasn't ever staying when they traded him to Milwaukee. They did the best possible job they could to get as much as they could. And then CeCe ended up with the, Bieber wasn't staying. Come on. No way.
I would agree with that. You have a couple of guys up for awards. Can Steven Vogt possibly win manager of the year 2 years in a row on a team that doesn't go to the World Series? What do you think?
I don't think he's winning it this year.
I don't either. But who is? You never know. Maybe Dan Wilson, Seattle.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Schneider in Toronto.
No, I'm going to go Seattle.
You think?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. They were good. And I think it's possible he could win it again. Since he won it last year, I think he's very deserving of winning it again. But because he won it last year, I don't think he's going to win it again. Do you?
No, and by the way, I don't...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm tired of the sign, Welcome to Cleveland, home of manager/coach of the year. Congratulations. To all of you, what does that do for us? What have you guys done for me lately?
It's So we'll see. Vote is up against Wilson and Schneider.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez, congratulations to you. It's great to be one of the three finalists for the MVP award. And you're up against Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh.
Oh, it was fun, wasn't it?
Cal Raleigh has to win that award, doesn't he?
Does he get a bonus for just being a finalist?
I
hope so.
What do I look like, his accountant?
Yes, you do. I would think that
Jose's contract, Andy,
I checked
with the accountant.
Yeah, you should have.
Me as Joe Schmo agent. I made sure that he got a finalist award, you know, bonus for being the MVP conversation. Cal Raleigh has to win that award, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I think he does, too. And he certainly deserves it. So that's a good thing. I have one other baseball thing I want to talk about.
Oh, Jose Ramirez's contracts include several performance incentive.
Well, they
such
all do.
Bonuses for
what are you
MVP.
Asking me for? Ask your buddy Google.
I just asked AI on Google, so we're good. Bonuses for MVP, All-Star, Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, additional payments for World Series and League Championship Series.
That's MVP. Great.
Yeah.
Glad I got that into his deal.
Yeah, good job, Jeff
Thanks.
Phelps, super agent.
Thank you. Hey, do what you can. Can I say I'm disappointed about this?
Yes, 100%. Jeff, when you are disappointed, you're a better man. What are you disappointed in?
I'm disappointed that Kenny Lofton got snubbed again for the Hall of Fame.
You saw it. You knew what you were watching. You knew he didn't get it.
What you might not know is Andy just did a really good Kenny Lofton impression.
You saw the play. You know what it was. You tell me. Kenny, what happened on that great play? You made that magnificent play. The ball was out of the ballpark. You climbed the wall like Spider-Man. Not just one step, 17 steps straight up that wall. You climbed the green monster and saved a home run and came back down. What happened on that play? I don't know. You saw it. What was it? You know, what did you think? I don't know. What did you say?
You know,
he was mad at you for asking the question. Like, Kenny, you just made like one of the best plays I've ever seen. Can you just take me through I don't know what that feels like. Can you help me? Hey, help the fans understand exactly. I don't know. They saw it. They knew.
That's really true. One time.
But you're right. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Let's get back to the point. I know I was making fun of Kenny.
I'm going to divert us for one second.
Okay.
I was filling in for you on a road trip to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And when we were doing Indians pregame, postgame stuff,
yeah.
And
Tribe Time,
I walked into the Pirates locker room when Kenny was playing for Pittsburgh.
Oh, that!
And I, you know, we knew Kenny from being here and did a lot of things with Kenny when he was here, actually. And I walked into the locker room, and you know, this was several
talking
two,
to me
2 years, 3 years after he left Cleveland, and I just walked in and I turned and I looked to the left and Kenny's standing there, and he just looked at me and goes, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "Hi, Kenny. Good to see you." Yeah.
He caught me. I caught him on a bad day, and he caught me on a bad day.
Oh, did you throw down?
No, we didn't throw down. I don't know if you remember.
You got him by about 55 pounds. You could have taken him out.
Oh, more than that. No, Kenny, I would have made one punch, and I'd be done. He'd kill me after that.
Yeah, I know, but you'd have had a shot.
Do you remember he came back for the playoff run his last time here?
Yeah.
And they made
the playoffs. In 2007, he was 40.
Yeah, and so they had an off day in between the playoff game and the regular season. And it was called, this is shocker, media day, right? So I'm in the locker room and in the clubhouse. And I wasn't thinking twice. I was just like, I needed to just talk to a couple of players about, you know, what they thought about the series and all this stuff. And Kenny was clearly the veteran in that room. And I remember walking up to Kenny, and Kenny was behind the mailboxes. Which, if you didn't want to talk to the media,
that was the
best spot in the clubhouse. And I thought back to like my very first interview with Candy Maldonado when I first got there. I was like, "Mr. Maldonado, thank you. That was my first interview. Like, how green could I have possibly been there when I was working for the old Channel 23 in Akron?" So now, fast forward years later, and here's Kenny coming back, and he's with the team. They picked him up down the stretch, and I walked up to Kenny, and I said, "Hey, Kenny, you got a second?" And Kenny looked at me and he goes, "For what?" And I go, "To talk about the series coming up a little bit." He goes, "Today's an off day. Why are we talking?" And I looked at him and I go, "Kenny, it's media day." And he goes, "So, do I need to talk?" I go, "Kenny, you don't need to talk at all. In fact, Kenny, you have the best locker in the clubhouse. Go hide behind the mailboxes. I don't care. I really wanted to ask you what it's like to be a veteran in this clubhouse.
Let me
and
give
Kenny,
you...
Hang on. The best part about it is, Kenny looked at me and goes, oh, yeah, that's a good question. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure he said, oh, okay, that'd be good.
It was kind of like Kenny... Yeah. It was like he didn't want to do it. He realized that you weren't going to crush him...
I know. There are two things I think that have worked against Kenny with the Hall of Fame. Number one, he can't do anything about it at this point. And it's that after he left the Indians, you know, he had that 1 year when he was in Atlanta. And then he came back to the Indians. And then he changed teams every year. And I think that kind of works against a guy. I know Jim Thome did the same thing. But Jim had two really good runs with two really good teams. And he hit a lot of home runs. So though Jim bounced around late, he had a great run with the Indians and he had a great run with the Phillies and he hit home runs. That's the other part of it that I think hurts Kenny. Kenny played center field the way center field was played back in the day.
He's awesome.
Before him. And I mean that from a hitting standpoint, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Get on base, steal bases, hit for average, blah, blah, blah. When at that point, center field was starting to become, that's where the power guys were, flashing back to Willie Mays days, you know? And I think it hurt Kenny that he played center field, stole a lot of bases, but didn't hit for the power when you had a lot of center fielders who were doing that kind of thing. And I really do think bouncing around hurt Kenny late in his career for his Hall of Fame chances. Kenny's, after he was with Atlanta for that year and came back, after he left Cleveland the second time, he played for the, ready? Dodgers, Phillies, White Sox, Pirates, Rangers, Yankees, Cubs, Giants, Astros.
He made 14.
Oh, Astros before he left, I'm sorry.
Did
that
he
was
make
his first team.
14 total moves?
I don't know, but, he bounced around so much.
Times.
I kind of think, and the hitting thing in center field, I think the same thing works against Omar Vizquel when it comes to Hall of Fame because,
yeah.
You know, you got A-Rod playing shortstop. You got Cal playing shortstop, hitting big, you know, for big power numbers. Even Derek Jeter really hitting well. And Omar was a different kind of hitter. And his glove, like Kenny's glove, doesn't get him as much Hall of Fame appreciation because I think both of those guys and Albert Bell deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
What do you think basketball practice was like with him and Steve Kerr?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.